Hey guys, and welcome back to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Townsend, and today on the podcast, I am taking a lovely nature walk. You might be hearing the leaves crunching under my feet. It is officially starting to look more like fall. The leaves are falling. Today it's a pretty hot, like 83 degrees, so although it's starting to look like fall, it doesn't exactly feel like it yet. But we know whether or not it feels like it in the moment, fall is creeping in. And I feel like that analogy can be related to the promises of the Lord. You know, there's sometimes when the Lord tells us something is coming. You know, he's delivering on this blessing. He's delivering on this promise. There's a shift that's about to happen. There's all these things. And a lot of times when God tells us that, our surroundings look nothing like it. Oftentimes when he tells us a breakthrough is coming, a blessing is coming, a new opportunity is coming, we're shifting into a new season, we're looking around thinking, from where? What door? I see nothing. My situation doesn't look like that. It looks like it always does, or maybe it looks worse than normal. Trust what God says over what everything around you looks like. Someone needs to hear that. But today's topic is going to be open doors. And by open doors, I mean open doors that are allowing the devil to have legal access to your life. Y'all, I'm speaking from experience. There are a lot of doors, and I'm not perfect in this. I'm not saying that, you know, God shut all those doors and I've never tried opening. I've never done anything. I am not perfect. I found myself not too long ago having to close a door. And I feel like that's something throughout our lives, God is going to reveal to us, hey, this is not a door that should be open. You need to close this door. But let me just explain to you a little bit about open doors and how the Lord has really revealed them to me. To give y'all a little bit of background, I wasn't always a loving, forgiving, joyful person. I used to be a very angry person, someone filled with mistrust and resentment. And, you know, I experienced a lot of hard things and a lot of harsh things. And I saw a lot of things. And in that brewed a lot of anger and frustration and resentment. And let me tell y'all that the devil, that was a playground for him. Because my lack of forgiveness, my lack of joy, my lack of hope and faith in the Lord, the devil was able to move in that. He was able to develop strongholds in that. That led me to sinful actions. That led me to say yes to temptations. That led me to say yes to doing things that were not Christ-like and distancing myself from the Lord. In short, an open door is something that it may be a sinful behavior. It may be something that is unchrist-like that allows the devil to get in. And then once he is in, he develops strong. He gets a foothold in your life that then turns into a stronghold. And I've talked on this podcast before about the fact that when we are obeying the Lord and when we are doing things that are Christ-like and trying to move closer to Christ, the spiritual warfare actually amps up. So I am not saying that you're being attacked because you're living a sinful life. That is not at all what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that when we have open doors, we're giving more access to the enemy when he does come and attack us. And I'll give you guys some examples of the open doors I had. One big one was unforgiveness. You know, I would say I forgive people. Well, you know, I'm not rubbing things in their face or holding them to it every day. But I recognize I was still hoping that they got, that they reaped what they sowed. I was still hoping that they felt guilt, that they felt remorse. I was still at times like trying to expose them and reveal what they did to other people. Like I wasn't actually letting it go. I wasn't turning these people over to the Lord. There were a lot of areas where I was relying on my own control and my own understanding other than the Lord. Impatience was a very big door for the enemy to get access to me in my life. Was I was impatient, and waiting on God takes time. When you are doing it God's way, you're doing it the right way, and He is building a firm foundation, which takes longer. When you sin, of course you're going to get it quicker, but it's also going to leave quicker. And it's also something that you're going to have to sin continually to keep. So when you're doing it God's way, it's going to take longer, and it might even be more painful, because God's going to make sure that you're prepared before He puts you in that place or gives you that thing. And the lessons you go through, the way that you gain wisdom, doesn't always feel good. It can actually make you very uncomfortable. So God's way is honestly at times harder than the fleshly ways, than the sinful ways. So when you are impatient, the devil can get you to do a lot of things. He can just plant that seed. He can whisper in your ear and convince you that it is your own idea. He can present you with the offer, the opportunity, and you're ready to jump on it because of your impatience. And y'all, for me, that was a big one. Lust was a big one. Insecurity, like not knowing my identity in Christ. And I'm not saying that not knowing your identity in Christ is a sin. I'm not saying you're sinning by not knowing your identity. But what I am saying is, when that is a weak point, when you don't have faith in who the Lord says you are and the value that you hold, you start to fold for certain things that bring you comfort. And that is an open door. Not having faith in your identity as a Christian. You know, I can tell y'all, when I used to get my value from attention from other people, if it was people complimenting me, if it was people who were attracted to me and wanted to date me, it wasn't so much about, like, I just love to have the eyes on me. I love to hear the compliments. I love to hear the attention. And I would find myself, even when I knew I wasn't supposed to be getting on dating apps, or I wasn't supposed to be wearing those outfits, I wasn't supposed to be, you know, going to that environment, I would find myself getting on those dating apps and wearing those outfits and putting myself in that environment just to have validation. Just because I knew I would get looks and I would get comments and I would get things like that. And then that's a spiral. That's what I'll say, is that can turn into a spiral. You can end up stepping into lustful activities. You can end up developing relationships with people and connections with people that the Lord, you know, was intending you to go down that path. And also, you can start to rely on those external sources for comfort and validation that you should be getting from the Lord Jesus Christ. One big one, y'all who have listened to this for a while know, I have a sobriety conviction. I do not drink. I do not smoke. I have a 100% sobriety conviction. I'm not saying that everyone else has that conviction. There are many people out there who can comfortably have a drink. You know, Jesus sipped on wine. Jesus drank wine. I'm not saying that having a drink in itself is a sin. Drunkenness, being a drunkard, is when it becomes sinful. And I will tell you right now that if you are going to drugs or alcohol to cope with your emotional problems, to solve your boredom, to help you relax, to help you not get angry, to help you not crash out, that is an idol. Because Jesus can provide those things for you. I know from experience, and idol worship is a big way that the devil is going to get access to you. If you place anything above Jesus Christ, that is an idol. Okay? I know it might bring you comfort. I know you might feel like that is your way out, but I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is a better way. Okay? Because once you are drunk or once you are high, you are no longer in your right state of mind. When you would normally be able to hold back, when you would normally be able to say no, when you would normally be able to discuss things rationally or view things rationally, you're no longer in that headspace. And the devil does not play fair. He will literally wait until you are in a vulnerable space like that to come in and to take advantage of you, to gas you up, to get you frustrated, to get you amped up. Some people are not willing to admit, but I know that there are a lot of people out there willing to admit that there are things that they have said or done when they are drunk or high that later on they were like, dang, if I was sober, I don't think I would have acted that way. I don't think I would have crashed out that way. I don't think I would have done this that way. There are so many people who drink or smoke for boldness, pray to the Lord for boldness. Okay, do not start relying on a substance for character building. That is another way that the devil used to get at me, and I know that's a way that he is getting at other people. A lack of gratitude and a lack of appreciation for where the Lord has you at now. And that can kind of tie in with impatience, right? You know, there is, and I believe it is in Philippians chapter 4, where Paul discusses that he has learned to be content no matter where he's at in life. If he is in the valleys or if he is on the hills, if he has everything supplied to him or if he appears to be lacking or in a drought, he has learned to be content and put his faith in the Lord. You know, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A lot of people just look at that scripture, but if you look at the context of it, Paul is saying, despite my circumstances, even if it doesn't look like I have any provision, any support, even if it looks like I'm in the lowest of lows, I trust that if God wills it, his will shall be done. I trust that if God is calling me to accomplish something, to be something, to do something, then he will give me the strength to do it. He will give me the supply. You know what I mean? These are just a few examples of open doors. I know a lot of people, you know, at one point in my life, I struggled with fornication, intimacy before marriage. That is a big one. They're a really big one. The first one that the Lord really called me to start working on was gossip. Gossip is an open door for the devil. There is power of life and death in the tongue. And when you are gossiping about someone, you are speaking death over them. All right. Participating in witchcraft, looking at zodiacs. I'm telling y'all right now, the manifestation ideals, the you are your own creator, that is making yourself an idol. Putting yourself before God. A lot of new age spirituality ideals, putting your faith in angel numbers, putting your faith in the stars, putting your faith in astrology, putting your faith in horoscopes, tarot cards, divination, all of those things, which are sinful, which scripture does tell us not to do, but we find ourselves being subtly tempted into it because there are the thing with deception is it's not all lies. Deception is truth with lies sprinkled in, or lies with some truth sprinkled in. And that is how New Age really gets you, is it takes relative truths. It has part of it truth, and then adds in a lot of lies and a lot of deception. And since there's that little bit of truth that catches your eye, you know, you see it all the time with tarot readers. As a former tarot reader, I'm telling y'all straight up, psychic mediums, all of that, they will tell you a couple serious things that you're like, who else could know that? Because monitoring spirits that have been watching you and your family since you were little, generations back, they whisper into the ears of your psychic mediums. Okay. But you'll hear just a couple truths. And because you hear those, you're willing to eat up and believe all of the other lies that the demonic monitoring spirits are dropping in. You're coming into agreement with all of these things that are untrue. So I'm saying right there, that is an open door. Putting your faith in anything outside of Jesus Christ, out of the Heavenly Father, putting your faith in any of these man-made creations will become an open door for the devil to access you. Okay? Like, y'all, there are so many. You cannot serve two masters. Putting money, putting financial provision before what the Lord calls you to do, before God. The second you start prioritizing money over Jesus Christ is the second you start signing contracts that say that you can't say the name Jesus Christ. Is the second that you start promoting things and saying things and doing things that are leading other people to separation. So right now, y'all, I'm just giving you, I'm telling y'all, I had so many open doors in my life that the Lord had to help me close over time. Like, it wasn't night and day that all these things were shut. It has been a process. But these are just an example of open doors that we ourselves create. You know, oftentimes we don't think that holding someone unforgiveness, gossiping, lying and slandering is a big one. Lying and slandering is not an act of God, is not Christ-like. That is the work of the devil, okay? Making assumptions and passing them off as truth. That is not Christ-like. I'm telling y'all right now that these things are open doors for the devil to move at you. So when he does start attacking you, when he does start coming at you, he can go through these open doors. So many of us, when we are facing warfare, are so focused on where it is coming from, who the devil is operating out of. We want to say, oh, well, the devil is using this person to attack me, so this person is the bad guy, and I'm going to focus on how do I defeat them, and how do I do this, and how do I da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But we forget that God allows and will use all things for our good, and we forget that the devil has to come to the Lord before he attacks us. We see that in the book of Job, that the devil had to get permission from God to attack Job. So you best believe, if God is giving the devil permission to come at you, there is something that you can get out of this. There is something that you can learn from. There is something that you can grow from. But you have to humble yourself. That's the big thing here, y'all. I'm talking humility. The Lord had to truly humble me because I was not walking in humility. I was not willing to humble myself. I believed that everybody else was the problem, and I refused to take accountability for a very long time. And that is another open door that the devil will use, is lack of humility. When you're in your ego, when you're in your pride, when no one can tell you nothing, when you have an excuse for every single action. Yeah, lying, stealing, all that stuff is bad. Yeah, getting angry is a sin, all of that. But you have a good reason. No, you don't. No, you don't. I understand that you feel you have a good reason. But the fact that you are defending the action right there is the lack of humility. Okay, Jesus was tempted just like we were tempted, just like we are tempted. There is no temptation that we are facing these days that one of our other brothers and sisters in Christ has not yet faced. Okay, and someone needs to hear this today. Stop making excuses for your open doors and take accountability for your open doors. That is humility. Humility isn't, I used to think you were humble if you were able to just like live below your means and like live with little income, or you know, do that and still find joy. Because, and you know, I thought I was super humble because I was like, oh, I don't need all these expensive things. I was living this kind of lifestyle, but I wasn't humble enough because I was defending my sinful actions. And someone today needs to hear that you need to stop defending your sinful actions. You need to stop defending the open doors and take accountability for them, because once you take accountability for them, you can actually close those doors. If you are defending those doors being open, you're going to find reasons to continue leaving them open. They're not going to be closed, and the devil's going to keep coming in. So if the Lord is allowing you to face these attacks, what is he trying to show you right now? What is the open door that the devil is coming through? Like I said, y'all, we so heavily want to like focus on where is the attack coming from, and like, how can we stop the attack? How can we stop? How can we expose? How can we do all this? But we totally bypass the lesson and all of it. We want to throw the lesson out of the window. And we need to stop and start asking, okay, but how is the devil getting this much access to me? Again, guys, I'm not saying that being sinful is the reason why the devil is attacking you. Okay, I've said before, and I'll say it again, that the closer you get to Christ and the more Christ-like you actually get, like, the more the attacks usually pick up, because now you are definitely more competition for the devil. So I'm saying that like actually warfare oftentimes picks up when you are doing the right thing. But doing the right thing doesn't mean you're perfect in the way that you're living your life. Pursuing relationship with Christ doesn't mean that you have no open doors. And once you're pursuing relationship with Christ and humbling yourself before him is when you're actually going to start being receptive to what do I need to work on and what do I need to fix. I hope you guys are still following along with me. I know that this can be a lot to understand. Like, this can be a lot to really digest. And I do recommend, if you need to pause this, write things down. If you need to listen to this back, listen to this back. You know, the Lord really, it took me a while to really grasp all of this. And I feel like sometimes I'm still grasping it. But someone needs to hear that today too, is like your intention and you following the Lord and you reading scripture and all of those things is great, but that doesn't mean that your life is perfect. There is always an area where we can develop. You know, the Lord is always trying to grow us, and we need to be open to that growth. So I'm telling y'all today that, like, your first step is really humbling yourself and admitting that you are not perfect. And admitting that whether or not you feel you can defend these open doors, you shouldn't be defending these open doors, right? So now that you've stopped making excuses for these open doors, you can start recognizing that having these open doors in general is unhealthy, and it's not something that Christ calls us to do. So now that you've recognized that this is something that is unhealthy and should not be in your life, the next step is, how do we remove this door? How do we close this door? And that is one that you're going to need to pray to the Lord about, because closing that door is going to look different for each person. Each person has different coping mechanisms. They have different reasons for why that door is open. Sit down with your Bible. Be prepared to fast if you need to fast. Pray to the Lord for humility daily. Pray that He humbles you. Pray that you have humility. Okay? Like, that is a really big one here, is pray for humility. Because it can be really tempting when you're looking at these things to, like, start putting walls up and to start defending what you're doing and why you're doing it. And I know from experience, like, I felt a real conviction of idolizing money over my relationship with the Lord. And at the time I felt that conviction, I was in a space where I had, like, no money to my name. And I had been, like, living in my car, and I felt like I was living the most humbly I ever had. And I was like, of course I'm looking for a financial opportunity, Lord. Do you not see my living situation? Like, I was so in my ego and so in my pride, trying to find any single way to defend it. And it was when I was in that space, it wasn't when I was taken out, it was when I was in that space, that the Lord was able to start closing those doors for me. And I'm not saying it was totally fixed in that moment. It was a process. You know, the Lord took me through having different stages of, like, financial provision, each stage recognizing how idolatry was being presented, but in different forms. Understand, too, that it's not a night and day process. Sometimes it takes days, weeks, months, years. But I'm telling you right now that what works for someone else and closing those doors is not going to be the exact blueprint that may work for you, which is why you need to create a game plan with the Lord, okay? You need to be open to deliverance. You need to be open to fasting. You need to be open to denying self, because that's a big thing with closing these open doors, is denying self. And fasting is a wonderful way to practice that. Because these open doors come from comforts, right? Trying to comfort ourselves, trying to give ourselves something to hold on to, trying to give ourselves some kind of peace. So you need to be open to self-denial, denying yourself, denying your flesh. You also need to understand that the Lord is not going to just develop these things in you. He's going to give you the opportunities to do these things. So closing that door is going to look like being presented with opportunities to open that door wider or shut it. Like, when I really started recognizing that I had idolatry and I was praying to the Lord to help me, like, close out idolizing money over the Lord, He gave me opportunities where there, like, for example, there was someone who presented to me exactly what I thought I needed in that moment and exactly what I was waiting on the thought I was waiting on the Lord for. This was a counterfeit situation, but it would require me to go against what I know God had called me to do. It would require me to sin. It would have required me to go against my morals. It was the perfect opportunity for me to either deny it, say no, close that door, and that was a situation of me putting the Lord before finances, or say yes, get that short-term provision and put more distance between me and the Lord and open that door up wider. Someone needs to hear that today, that, like, these things aren't just you pray about it and they're developed. The Lord gives you opportunities, and you use the wisdom that you get through prayer and reading scripture. These are tied together. You can't ignore scripture. You cannot ignore the Bible, okay? Gives you the knowledge on how to navigate through these situations, okay? So prayer and scripture reading is so important. Now, like I said, these doors don't close immediately overnight. It's a process. But you will notice the more that you start denying the opportunity to open that door, the easier it starts to get and the more habitual it starts to get of putting the Lord first and saying no to these things. Y'all, there's some things that, like, some doors I closed that I thought I closed like a year ago, and every so often I still see like the opportunity pop up. The devil doesn't have new tricks. He still tries to bring up the old things. That's another thing too. Be prepared for even a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, the devil tries to get you to open that door again, but you say no. You know, there are some people who have made comments where they're like, wow, you react so differently to things now. Like, you're like a totally different person. And because they didn't see the process, to them, it's a night and day change. But to me, it's like, yeah, I had to go through about like 50 different opportunities to go backwards. I had to go through a lot of different crying sessions, a lot of different prayer sessions, a lot of different self-denials to get to this point. It wasn't overnight. It was developed with the Lord, and it wasn't my own strength. It wasn't my own understanding. So I'm telling y'all today and speaking to y'all from experience. I'm not, you know, trying to be on some hilltop and speak down at you saying you're giving the devil too much access. Close the doors. I'm telling y'all that I was someone who I was getting attacked so heavy. And I was like, God, I thought you said no weapons that formed against me would prosper. I thought you said, like, you were going to take care of me and guide me and get me through this. And he revealed to me, he's like, yeah, but, like, I'm trying and you are going to make it out of this. This is an opportunity for you to learn. And this is an opportunity for you to see how many doors that you are still giving the devil access to your mind, to your spirit, to your decision making. Because although I'm a new creation in Christ, it doesn't mean that all my actions were immediately Christ-like. And let me tell y'all, the more I started closing those doors, the more I started seeing that the attacks, the weapons that the enemy was forming weren't prospering. The weapons were still forming. But because I was putting on the armor of God, and because I wasn't opening as many doors and freely letting him in and giving him access, the storms that he was bringing weren't shaking me as much. I'm not saying the storms stopped coming, but they stopped being as effective. And someone needs to hear that today, that is what closing these doors is doing, is it stops giving the enemy so much effectivity. You're wondering why these weapons are forming or seeming to prosper. I'm telling you right now, the open doors may be the very reason why. And I'm telling you right now that the solution isn't to get in your ego and your pride and to defend these doors, but it's to humble yourself and understand that no matter the reason why you are opening these doors shouldn't be open, period. And you need to find a healthier way to handle things. And that healthy way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I think this is it for today's episode. I honestly wish that there was a little bit longer, but I really feel like this is where we're supposed to cut it. This is where we're supposed to end. There's not much more I feel the Holy Spirit is really guiding me to say on this episode. But I do pray that this short episode has blessed you and given you a new understanding and helps you to grow in your relationship with Christ. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Danielle Townsend. This was the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I do ask that you subscribe to the podcast, share this episode with people that you know, people that you feel might need to hear this. Get the podcast pushed out there. Thank you so much. I love you. I'll see you guys next time. God bless.